And with us now by phone from her home in East Hampton, New York, is Ethel Schutz. Ms. Schutz, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Ms. Schutz, it is your case, which is before the New York State Supreme Court today, the case we just heard about from Dahlia Lithwick. It was your daughter who died. It is you who moved in with your son-in-law and cared for your grandson for 5 years. Tell us about your relationship with this grandson, Connor.
Well, I bonded with Connor from the moment he came back from the hospital as an infant. It was, it was love at first sight. And that child was, from then on, one of the most important things in my life.
After your daughter died, you moved into your son-in-law's house and stayed there for 5 years looking after the boy. What happened to your relationship with your son-in-law? How did things get so splintered?
Well, my son-in-law and I, we really loved each other. As soon as my daughter became ill, I moved into his house to help take care of her and my grandson and try to keep a kind of normalcy in the house for the child. For about 3 years after my daughter died, we were a very happy little family. And what happened really was that were differences in our styles of rearing a child. I was a grandparent and more apt to do things for that child that a father might not. He was more interested in discipline, but of course he loved the child and he loved me, and we got along very well.
I wonder, though, if in this case it shouldn't be the views of the parent rather than the grandparent that prevail on something like questions of discipline. After all, you're not the mother. You're the grandmother, and
exactly.
He is the father.
And I realize that. But, you know, he wasn't around all the time. His rooms were upstairs, and my grandson and I lived downstairs in the house. And he had his work to do upstairs, and then he would come down for meals and come down, you know, for an occasional visit with Connor. But, you know, here's a little boy who had just lost his mother. And in the middle of the night, I slept in the room next door. He was only 4 years old, and he would come into my bed in the middle of the night. I thought that was perfectly all right, and he never objected.
So the issue now before the Supreme Court is, what is your relationship with Connor going to be? And you have one view and your son-in-law another. I wonder, what do you say to Connor? He's 13 now. How do you explain this dispute to him?
Well, Connor is a very smart boy, and he has his relationship with me, which is very close. I can just tell you that he told me that when he spoke to the judge in the Supreme Court and she asked him, how often would you like to see your grandmother? He said, every day of my life. And when he told me that, I realized how important our relationship was to him. To me, that's the most important part of this case.
Ethel Schutz's case is before the New York State Supreme Court today, asking for greater visitation rights for grandparents. Ms. Schutz, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.